Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, you're rocking and rolling from the Phoenix Convention Center. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, gearing you up for the Final Four that comes your way tomorrow evening in the men's tournament. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, and it's brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your questions at CBS Sports Radio, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag AskThePros, and be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. So my first radio job out of college, I hosted on this station called 920 AM The Jersey. Actually, Stuart Kovacs, who's our usual board op, but he's off today for Yankees home opener with the opening day. I didn't even know Stu was one of my employees there. But at this station, we had a good affiliation with the Princeton Tigers men's basketball team and also the football team. And last year, we all remember the great run that the Princeton Tigers did go on, where it did end in the Sweet 16 to Creighton. And it was so cool seeing Mitch Henderson, the head coach who played for the legendary Pete Carril as well, be a part of that run, as he's the head honcho there. And then also my guy, Brett McConnell, who I would always hang out with whenever I was in the Princeton area working in Jersey. And Brett is kind enough to join us right now on set here in Phoenix, Arizona. And Brett is an assistant on the Princeton staff and will be soon, hopefully, a head coach in Division I basketball. Coach McConnell, what's happening, my friend?
It's great to be here, man, and think of how far we've come from our early days. It's awesome seeing your success, and glad we've stayed connected.
Well, you've done things. I don't know if I've done anything. You were in the Sweet 16 last year, my friend. That was, look back at that run, and I'm curious, when did it hit you? Because I remember when you guys did go up against Notre Dame when I was working in the Princeton area, and you guys were right there and missed a shot right at the buzzer. I believe that was in Buffalo. And then a few years later, you guys obviously had a great year last year, and then boom, out of nowhere, you're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. I mean, it was a total whirlwind, right? Avalanche, tidal wave, you name it. Like, the media attention that came with that run was incredible. I tell everybody, and for a coach it's a little different, but when that game ended against Arizona, we win the game, there is still water being thrown around in the locker room, and I have my laptop out. I'm trying to get the scout ready for Missouri. I'm watching as much film as I can. So I used that, you know, 48 hours, not even quite 48 hours, in between the Arizona game and the Missouri game to really dive in and prepare the team, prepare myself as best as I could. But there was a moment in the locker room. We played where the Sacramento Kings play. And I look up at a TV, and I think Kansas was playing somebody in the tournament. And on the kind of the bottom scroll there, it's up next, number 7 seed Missouri versus number 15 seed Princeton for a trip to the Sweet 16. I'm like, that's us. We're in this, right? Like, Princeton's about to play for a trip to the Sweet 16. And then really after that game, when we had beaten Missouri, and you're celebrating with your friends, the family, the crowd, which, you know, everybody was behind us. After that win, you get a little bit of a moment to let it sink in, because there's a almost, you know, 4 or 5 days before we play Creighton. But really, the further and further I get away from it, I realize how special it was, how special it is. And I know that I tell the guys on the team all the time, every 5 years, right? So that was 23, 28, 33. Like, we're getting a reunion back together. I think we're going to be honored at Jadwin Gym, and it's going to be a lifetime type of accomplishment.
So, if you ever ask a coach, like, do you expect to win a game? Yeah. Every coach is going to tell you yes. And we saw last year, not only you guys take care of number 2 Arizona, but we also got to see Tobin Anderson, going to join us later, is now at Iona, but he was the coach, obviously, of Fairleigh Dickinson, and they took down Purdue. This year, Yale just did a wonderful job up against Auburn with Bruce Pearl, and you also got to see Oakland take down Kentucky. I know that the word Cinderella gets thrown out there, and people don't like to be called a Cinderella, but take me through the mentality that it did take for a 15 seed to beat a 2, and where the belief actually did grow in that locker room.
Well, you know, I think one thing, especially from a one-bid league as the Ivy League has been so far, and hopefully that changes, but you go through such a gauntlet to make the NCAA tournament. So we had to beat Penn and then Yale in the semis and the finals of our conference tournament. Those games are so hard. The pressure is intense. So I do think that takes a little bit of the pressure off. I think everybody that I've been around on the Princeton squads relishes the opportunity to be an underdog. And there's a great deal of confidence that team had growing throughout the run in March, starting with the conference tournament. And then the pressure comes off. And as that game went along against Arizona, there was a moment where Tosun took it coast to coast for a big dunk. And it was like, oh, yeah, we're here. We're right in this game without – we didn't even play that well offensively, Zach. But the confidence grew and grew. And then as the game got tight at the end, Arizona was tight. And we were confident. We were a little bit looser. The pressure wasn't on us.
It's funny when you bring it up that way, Brett McConnell, having to get through the conference tournament, right, the two rounds. And then you look at someone like NC State, 5 games, 5 days, they win, then they get through the first weekend. And when I had Kevin Keats on, I kept on saying to him, I just can't believe you guys had the legs. And I actually thought maybe why they wouldn't get here was not the first weekend. It was the second weekend when you get a few days off, let's just say, and you're preparing, and then you have to find a way to get right back into that mold on the court. That's why I'm blown away that this NC State team, they've never lost their legs in the incredible amount of games that they've had to play.
What an incredible run they're on. I'm having so much fun watching them. It's magic, right? The momentum that they're on, the role that they're on, they just haven't stopped, and I think they're having a lot of fun with it, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, especially when you have DJ Burns. When you have that big fella, and with his personality and his smile, and now you have this battle of hotel rooms that's going on in social media that DJ gets a big bed, but maybe UConn is getting screwed over with Donovan Klingon not getting a large bed. There's a lot of bizarre things that happen at the NCAA tournament with March Madness.
There's some great stories with these bigs. DJ Burns, there's not a more fun guy to watch for me in the tournament. The things he can do, the way he passes the ball, the way he shares the ball. I'm having such a fun time watching NC State make this run.
And here's the interesting part, too. How many times do we hear the cliche, this time of the year, guards win, and it's all about the backcourt? You got Donovan Klingon at UConn. You got DJ Burns at NC State. And then you have Zach Edey, who's the biggest dude at Purdue. The big man game has been coming back, especially in this March Madness run.
I love it. I love it. And I think the bigs really love it, too. I heard Zach Edey talking about this, and I think they all have a chip on their shoulders. They've heard that sentiment that you discussed about guards, you know, being the guys that carry teams in March, and they're changing that narrative right now.
Talking to Brett McConnell, who's on the Princeton staff. So let's talk about your career a little bit. You've been a longtime assistant, right? You grew up in a sports kind of environment, a sports kind of culture, a lot of ties to Rutgers University as well with your father. Just now you've gotten the taste, right, of going to March Madness. You've been an assistant for a while. I know the dream is to one day be a head coach, but take me through what it's like for you coming here to the Final Four, the networking opportunities, and then also obviously all these clinics that you're running and you're also at as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great time first to reconnect with the people that you grew up with in the business. And, you know, some of those are fellow Rutgers alums that I kind of grew up with. And it's a great career. It's a really challenging field. And these people here at the Final Four, Division III, Division II, Division I coaches, I've coached at all those levels. We all understand what it takes to be a successful head coach, and it's really special to kind of reunite with some of these people. I've absolutely loved my journey at Princeton. It's been incredible. The success, 3 straight Ivy League titles, the group of guys that I get to do it with, those guys that, you know, you remember when I was just getting started and you were around those teams. Those guys are now 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years out of college. They're my buddies. I go to their weddings. They're all having a ton of success, as you can imagine, a lot of them in your city. But it's been so special for me, and I love the run I've been on.
All right, take me inside a locker room.
Yep.
No one could beat UConn right now. No one could even keep it close with UConn. And the crazy part to me is I don't even think UConn's playing that great. Right. Like, they could shoot the ball better. Their offense hasn't been clicking where it normally is, but it doesn't matter. They're beating everyone by double digits. I know Alabama isn't a Cinderella. That would be like the dumbest thing someone could say. But it feels as if everyone in this tourney has been Cinderella to UConn, and UConn just keeps on saying, nope, when you play us, it's midnight. How would you try to prepare to at least give a fight, at least give a battle up against the Huskies?
Yeah, great, great question. You know, in kind of preparation for talking about this, I asked somebody in the Big East, asked the coach in the Big East, and you know, media members are not afraid to use hyperbole. Us coaches, we don't talk as much like that. And this guy told me it's the best college team I've ever scouted.
Wow.
So you know, that's high praise, and it's warranted, because this is the best offense in the country and one of the top five best defenses in the country. I think if you're trying to beat them, the first thing that Alabama has going for them is they shoot a lot of threes. Now, that can be a high risk, high reward, but you need to take some risk if you're trying to beat the best team in the country. I think Alabama's made 11 threes in three of the last four NCAA tournament games. They're shooting 40-something percent in the NCAA tournament from three. They're going to have to put a ton of threes up. The other thing is bringing Klingon away from the basket. Grant Nelson can play the five. They have another big that Jaren Stevenson, who's made 32 threes. That I don't think they're used to playing at the five. He's a little bit thin. But take some risks. Put him at the five. Try to make your offense outweigh any defensive issues that you have. Klingon's a load on the other end. Mm-hmm. But if you can pull Klingon away from the basket, I think that's a risk worth taking to play a little small ball fives. The only other thing I can think of, Castle, there's been some teams in the Big East that maybe help off him a little bit more. He's not a great shooter. He can make you pay, of course. But again, you're taking some risks. Maybe you leave him a little bit more open so you can help on some of the other weapons. They've got so many weapons and they're so freaking good. So you gotta pull out all the stops.
Brett McConnell here with us. He's on the Princeton Tigers staff as an assistant coach under Mitch Henderson. Here with us for a few more moments of the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When I look at NC State and Purdue, my first thought are the bigs. But it's how will the game be officiated? I hope they let them play. I don't know if they will, but it's going to be intriguing to see tomorrow night.
No, that's a big factor. I've been thinking the same thing about all the bigs, and if there is another big matchup in the championship game, it'll be the
yeah,
same
right.
story. Can Zach Edey guard DJ Burns one on one? That to me is a major question. If you have to start doubling Burns and bring help, he's got shooters around him. He can make you pay. So can he guard him one-on-one? And really, I'm not sure there's a way to stop Edey. So can Burns cause enough problems that gets him in foul trouble? That could be the difference. If you want to beat Purdue, I think that might be what you need to do.
He needs to get into foul trouble. Yeah. That's the only way I think you have a chance up against Edey. When he's cutting down the nets the other day, and he doesn't even need the ladder, I'm sitting there saying, how the bleep do you stop this guy?
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Okay, let me ask you this, because I know you're a basketball junkie and a basketball lifer in what you do. No disrespect to the men's tournament. The men's tournament, even if the stars may not be the biggest as it's been in years past, and one and dones and transfer portal and things like that, how it's complicated a little bit of the system, the men's tournament is always going to be special, and it always paints storylines each and every year. But I find myself watching the women's tournament a ton. And I say it this way. Obviously, LSU and Iowa, everyone's going to watch. But when the game ended, I was like, oh, we also get USC and UConn, and I watched the entirety of that game. And yes, I'm here in Phoenix for the men's Final Four, but I can't wait till this show ends today to watch the two games that we have tonight with the women to see who's going to find the way to get to their championship game.
I couldn't agree more, and I can't tell you how many of my men's coaching buddies have asked me, hey, where are you watching the games tonight? And they're not talking about the men's games. They're talking about the women's games. Caitlin Clark, to me, like, I haven't had as much fun watching her as I've watched of anybody, mm-hmm. and really excited for the games tonight, too.
Yeah, and you look at Caitlin Clark, just how many more eyeballs she has brought to the sport, because I can't say she's the greatest women's college basketball player ever, because when you're in that elite fraternity, championship tiebreakers, they do play a role. She's the most prolific scorer we've ever seen in the women's game, but she's probably the most important women's college basketball player ever, because of how many people are now, like 12 million people watch the mm-hmm. Iowa LSU game. That's bonkers.
Yeah, no question. I mean, she's totally changing the landscape of women's basketball. It's awesome. I hope she gets her title. I'm not going to lie. I'm rooting a little bit here.
The only thing is, and I'm not going to doubt Caitlin Clark, but you got Gino Auriemma, you got Paige Beckers, and then even if you get through that, you got Dawn Staley, and you know my respect that I have being a Philly person.
I'm
you know, in the Philly area for all those years with Dawn Staley. Well, anyway, Coach, always great to see you. Always great to reconnect. I know we'll stay in contact,
yeah.
and we'll be hearing you bitch and complain about our Mets this year through a bunch of text messages.
Oh, man, that's rough.
But really do appreciate you coming on by today.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
There he is. He's Brett McConnell. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.